Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. On her website bio, tonight's guest says that after spending 25 years in advertising design and following the death of her husband, she made a career change. Faye Hall began working as the administrative assistant for Winnipeg singer-songwriter Steve Bell, and through exposure to various art forms, she reawakened her love of painting, which she shows in her recently published book, Art Begets Art. Faye is on the phone with us from the Winnipeg to talk about her art and her book. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Matan from Mike Jansen's most recent CD, Nudging Forever. Conversation with Faye Hall. Good evening, Faye.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Looking at Art Begets Art, you talk about how in elementary school, it all started back there. You had a school teacher who sort of gave your parents advice to encourage you in your art. How did they listen to the teacher and sort of what happened from there in terms of developing art for yourself?
They did. They listened to the teacher's advice and they were thrilled. They gave me a root cellar in our basement as my very first studio. And so regularly I would go down there and all by myself, and they gave me some canvases and some oils and brushes, etc. And I started painting just random things.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often I got out of doing the drying the dishes supper because I had the urge to paint and mm-hmm. the hand had to go.
Now, I've talked to artists over the years, and there's been a variety of stories, and some artists, they've gotten the encouragement from their family. Other artists haven't gotten encouragement from their family. How significant was the fact that your parents encouraged you, that they gave you that space to do the art, they gave you the supplies, and like you said, you sometimes missed doing chores and stuff like that. How significant was that for you?
I can't imagine what it would have been like if I hadn't been encouraged by my parents, although because I was so artistically inclined, I probably would have just gone for it by myself in different areas as well. Like, I was very creative with my Barbie dolls even, like creating furniture and clothes and scenarios for them, even writing stories about them. Like, I was creative in all different aspects.
Well, you took it from there, and you ended up in the advertising design. Ultimately, sort of, can you take us on that journey from when you were encouraged as a child to getting to the point where you actually decided to have a career that used your artistic abilities?
My dad had built me an easel to work with at home. I had been painting on the side. Nothing really, really stood out in my mind and thinking that art would actually be a career for me. I went to Winkler Bible School, was on the head of the committee for the newsletter, and I really, really liked being involved in that and creating art for it and putting it together. That kind of jazzed me. And I think that's when I sort of got the idea of going into advertising. And another friend of mine who was also artistically inclined did the same thing. She went into advertising art, and we actually went to school together.
Well, along the line, did you have people who, you know, other artists that influenced you, or just artists that you would look at and would, you know, appreciate their style and kind of tried to emulate the type of things that they were doing?
I never really, really tried to copy other artists. Because I went into advertising, I didn't take a lot of history of art and learn about a lot of other artists, although it was a course that we had. None of them really inspired me in the direction that I was going. I knew I needed to paint people, though, because people, bringing a person to life on canvas was a special thrill. It was something unique and something that I was really inclined to do.
Well, and what sort of led you back away from the advertising design back into the painting that you're doing that actually is part of the Art Begets Art book?
Doing advertising design, I realized I was getting burnt out in that area and I needed to work with people because I was freelancing from home at the time for many years while my kids were growing up. I needed to work with people, and I started out with a job at my church as an administrative assistant where I got to work with people and gain more computer skills. But I still did art on the side while I worked at the church. I did all kinds of cartooning. I did all kinds of cards for people who were leaving, special events, murals for Vacation Bible School and different kinds of signs. So the creative part of that was always visible at the church. And there came a part where I just needed to move on from the church. And that's when the signpost music job came up. And that was actually quite a miracle that it came up at the time because I had gotten another job at a radio station and the job fell through after I had already quit the job at the church. So I was left with no job, and I was widowed at that time as well. So I was stranded, a widow with no job. And I had spoken with Signpost about a part-time job, but part-time job wasn't enough. Although at the time I was desperate, so I asked them about it, and they took me on. And I also took on three other jobs, so I had four jobs to work for an entire year until it worked out. They hired me full-time at Signpost.
Well, what I'm going to do right now is I want to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and continue our conversation with artist Faye Hall. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Thank you. Connection, you've been listening to All Gift from Mike Jansen's newest CD, Nudging Forever. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Faye Hall. Looking at everything that was going on and that, where did the idea to publish a book of your art come from?
I had been painting very prolifically for a couple of years and doing some showings and things like that. And I was at a standstill where I had to do something with my art to help promote it and also promote the story that was behind it. Doing blogs now and then on my website was helpful, but not, it didn't get out very far. And I was on a morning walk. I like to walk to get exercise and do some thinking and praying. And one morning, I just had the idea of doing a book. So I did a sample book using my Mac and ordering it personally. Laid it out all myself. And actually, came together very quickly in one morning on a Saturday morning. And I printed this book off and I showed it to Steve at work, and he was awestruck by it. He thought it was a great idea. And so I took the initiative myself to look into publishing it and see what it would cost and that kind of thing. And came upon Friesen Press. They had a special deal where self-published book was possible. And so I spent 2015, publishing that book, finishing it off. I really needed to tell the story about my experiences with Steve, with Malcolm Guite, his poetic influence on my art. That's about the story of it.
Well, and that's what I like about the book is you get into some of the background behind some of the paintings. I'm always fascinated by the stories behind the art, whether it's, you know, how a song came to be or how a book has been developed, and the same with artists, how the particular piece of art has come together in that particular format. And you talk about some of the things that inspire you. I mean, you talk about Malcolm Guite, and I like the story where you're describing what happened behind the painting in Coleridge's wake. You write, "The image hit me like a pail of lake water thrown in my face. Here was my next painting. I was helpless to resist." I kind of walk us through that one, because that's a really neat story as to how that came to be. And like you say, you had to do that particular painting.
Yeah, things like inspirations would hit me, and I would sometimes I would try to put them off for a while because I wanted to analyze it and see if it really was something meant to be. But originally with Malcolm, I was inspired by pictures of him taken by a photographer named Lancia Smith, and got permission from her to do these first three portraits. And then the portraits kept coming after I met Malcolm himself when he came to Winnipeg to do a concert with Steve. Did another portrait, so I had number four. And then on Facebook, I was a friend of Malcolm's on Facebook, so I would see posts of his. And he posted this picture that he and a friend had taken on a rowing trip. And certain photos just kind of hit me, like, just so irresistible that I have to paint the picture. Like, that's a fairly large picture as well. It took several months to do. But I really, really enjoyed doing it as well. And then when Malcolm came for another concert with Steve, and I was able to display the painting in the hallway at the concert and have a picture taken with Malcolm standing beside it. It was a very unreal experience, really, really satisfying, and I was thrilled. Right now the painting hangs in my home, and it's one of my favorite pieces of all time.
Well, and I look at the paintings in the book, and I wish this wasn't just radio, so people could actually see some of the things that they're that we're talking about. But there's so much detail, and in the paintings that you do, how long does it take you, you know, on average to do a painting? Because they're so detailed. I mean, I look at the ones of Malcolm Gite, and you look at his face and the lines in his face, and he's you know, a full beard, and the way that the beard is depicted, and it's almost like you are staring at a photograph, because there's so much detail in there. Like how does that come together for you?
I have no real plan when I do a painting. I just kind of go with the flow and go with the inspiration, and the amount of detail I put in. There's a certain point where a voice tells me inside that a painting is finished and it needs no longer any work. The one of Malcolm in the Coleridge painting took several months, but I was just working on Saturdays. So it's very hard to tell how long exactly it took. Now, his other portraits were done within a couple of days. So, and I'm a very fast painter, actually. Some of my abstracts can be like 2.5 hours. So things happen at totally different speeds depending on the detail that I put into it.
Well, you've talked about the fact that, you know, some of the paintings come from photos that you've seen. I know there's a couple of photos in there of that Steve Bell himself took when he was over in Africa on a food grains, Canadian Food Grains Bank trip. What inspires you? What are the type of things that inspires you and gives you that impetus to say, I have to make a painting of this, whether it's a photo or... What are some of the other things that inspire you?
That is very hard to pinpoint exactly. The photos that Steve did when he was in Ethiopia and India, he came back with those, and I give him total credit for my painting career starting because of his photos that inspired me. But it was just a certain look on the face or texture. It's very hard to say exactly what inspires me. A feeling, many, many different things combined. Sorry, I'm not much help in that.
Well, I think I've talked to artists over the years, and there are times where you just can't put into words how these type of things come together. When you get to that point and you are looking at a painting, And you said you get this voice that says this painting is finished, it no longer needs any work. How do you start? Like, do you start with sketches? Do you start, you know, just actually going full bore into that particular image? What's sort of walk us through your process? And I'm sure it might be different for each individual mm-hmm. work, but is there a process that you go through as you develop the artwork?
There is a process. In the beginning, when I started doing the portraits that inspired me that Steve did, I did sketches, and I transferred the sketches onto the canvas. But then I took an art class. Like, I needed to learn how to mix color properly. I needed to learn how to put an image onto a canvas without using a sketch. A teacher taught me the method of blocking things out. So ever since I took that class, I've been blocking things out, using my brush only if I have to do any sketching. I don't use any sketching methods at all anymore. So I just look at the image and block out certain areas on the canvas and then bring it more into focus with each stage. Starting off with one color, just kind of blocking it in, and then focusing in on a certain area, and adding dark and light back and forth until it starts coming into focus.
Well, looking at our time, and we need to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with artist Faye Hall. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Glimmer from the Nudging Forever CD by Mike Jansen. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with artist Faye Hall. You said you spent the most of 2015 putting Art Begets Art together. What's next? What are you doing with the book, and how are you sort of getting the information out there so that people are aware that this book is out there?
I have a Facebook page, The Art of Faye Hall, and I also have a website called fayhall.com. I have everything there available for people to see, but I know that that's not the limit of what we have to do. Steve had a new book out recently on the Psalms called I Will Not Be Shaken, so I got a little bit of experience there in trying to promote a book. So I used my experience to contact various magazines and organizations that might be willing to do an interview or a review on the book itself. And I've sent it out to several different people. So that's how I've been promoting it, is like this radio interview, mm-hmm. getting reviews from different organizations that are willing to do it.
What's been the reaction of the book, both from people that are picking it up and reading it, and some of the reviewers and stuff like that? What's been the reaction to it?
The reaction has been very, very positive. I've been very encouraged. While putting the book out, I was going through a bit of a depression as well, not knowing if my work was worth doing all this for. But somehow I got it out anyway. And getting the encouragement from people has been phenomenal. Everybody who's looked at the book has told me they enjoyed it and that they like it, that it's an inspiration to them, and I'm very, very thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said earlier, I wish this was more than radio, because the images that are in the book are just incredible. When I first got it and started going through it, it was just I was just really blown away with the art and the detail and everything in there. So,
you're very kind.
Thank you. We're talking about this. Where can people find out more about art and the book? You talked about your Facebook page, but are there other places where people can find out more about it?
My website is called fayhall.com. I have an about page where it kind of has a little picture of the book and the description and how to purchase it. But it's also at friesenpress.com. Those are the publisher. It's also on Amazon and available as a Kindle style book as well, if you don't want to invest in a physical book. Some people like the iPad version, for example, and just like to look at books that way.
Yeah.
Available to look at there.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much for asking me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Faye Hall. And if you miss the broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week at our new time of 9 p.m. Eastern for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @Selah13, look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.